You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, before we get to our entree, can I have just a quick chuckle here?
What you got, girlfriend?
You know how I'm wrapped up in this whole royal family split and the fighting that's going on.
Dom talks about this off the air constantly.
Harry and Meghan are upset.
He's got a Meghan t-shirt.
They have to flee the country. They're living over in our neck of the woods now, the U.S. of A.
America.
And everybody's been wondering, what caused this big rupture in the royal family? What could have done it?
Dying to know.
Well, now sources say Harry and Meghan were pretty much pissed off at Prince Charles.
What did he do now?
Well, I'll tell you what he didn't do. He didn't allow their son, Archie, to become a prince.
What?
Supposedly, that's why they bolted. Because according to custom, a grandchild of whoever is in charge pretty much has the right to be a prince or a princess. But Charles has decided that when he becomes king, assuming he ever does, he wants to limit the size of the monarchy. Because he says he doesn't want the public having to pay for all of these people. So he drew a line in the sand and said,
"Well,
Harry and Meghan, your son will not be a prince."
You gotta do it sometime then, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, but that's...
If it's costing everybody so much money.
They're letting Harry's brother's kids be princes and princesses. Sounds like a selective decision by old big ears over there.
I was going to say, yeah, well, you still have big ears.
That was rude. I'm sorry.
Very rude. He can't help it.
I apologize. That was very childish.
Boy, this is some intense drama.
Anyway, that's why they left, Jeremy, because their son
can't
be a prince.
Spoiled kid.
That is the ultimate entitlement, really. We always laugh about, kids feeling entitled. That is entitlement because
literally,
there is a title attached to it.
My son can't be prince? We're out of here.
Prince Archie?
Oh, it'd be a solid prince name, too, wouldn't it? Prince Archie.
Is his full name Archibald?
I don't know. You were asking
because
the
wrong
guy.
Because if he ever did, he would be like 10th in the line or something, wouldn't he? But anyway... King Archibald does have a nice ring to it, you got to admit. All right, enough of that. Who cares? Ultimately,
who cares? This is America.
Let's get to the entree.
Check it out, bro. Driving down the road the other day, leaving work, flipped on the old radio, scanning through, seeing what the competition's doing. And lo and behold, on one of the stations, Marcy Playground popped up. And their very popular song, Sex and Candy, which was big in 1997, right when I was dating a young lady who loved, loved, loved that song, she did me dirt, so in turn, I hate that song, and whenever that song comes on, I can't switch the channel fast enough. There is something about that song that I hate. And you know what? I don't even know anything about Marcy Playground. I don't know the band members. I don't know what other songs they sing. All I know is that someone that I dislike liked that song, and now I don't like it.
Are you talking about this song?
Don't
right
do
here?
It.
Hanging around downtown by myself. So
funny thing is I get to control the board, so.
Oh, shut it off.
I hate that song, man.
No,
hanging around downtown.
Gone. I'm telling you, stop. It's still on. Okay, there. Stop it. It's a lot of people must probably love that song still or whatever. I can't stand it because it just brings back bad memories, and she would constantly play that song. So in turn, I hate it. And then it got me thinking. I was like, there's multiple things in my life that are like that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be asking people about that specific question this morning. What do you dislike? Because someone you dislike likes it. I also had a very, very good friend of mine all through middle school. high school and into college, a very, very good friend of mine, who turned around and did me dirt, became a total jerk. He was a huge fan of Ram pickup trucks, and that's all he would ever drive.
Let me guess, you can't.
He had multiple ones as we were growing up. Whenever I see a Dodge or a Ram pickup truck, I just cringe because it makes me think of him and what a big punk he turned out to be. And that's all he would talk about, and that's all he would drive, and he was always souping them up, and he was trying to race me. And so I will never own a Ram pickup just because this dude that I don't like. And I've never even driven one. They might be great, you know, but no, I can't even look at them. Isn't that kind of funny how we are like that?
Okay, so I want to call you childish and ridiculous. However, there was somebody that I sort of dated who used to rave all the time about the show Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes,
that's
Larry
all
David.
She would talk about. That was her show, and she would like talk about how it's the most well-written show and is this and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And she turned out to be a total creep in my life. And from that point on, and I had never watched the show, and everyone says it is a great, great show.
Yeah.
I won't watch it because it's totally associated with her.
Yeah.
And so I have said, I'm never going to watch that show all because of her.
Right. And you could
be
missing
out. And I might be missing a great show.
Right. It actually is a really, really good show.
Okay. Well, that's my loss. But some people think Marcy Playground is a great song.
There you go. No! Here, I know I'm going to get back with Curb Your Enthusiasm theme. That's so bad. You want to open up the phone lines? I do have a couple great messages that actually came in on Facebook, but we can hold off on those.
Let's come back and share the messages on the FB, and let's invite people to call right now. And everybody can laugh, because we all admit, like I said, how kind of immature this is.
It's stupid because the products and the things and the movies and the music, whatever, they're all great things.
Yeah, Larry David will never meet this person that I'm talking about, and he's like, why don't you like my show? And I guess well, it's because of this one person.
Ex, she was horrible.
Amy says, my ex-husband was the biggest Bronco fan of all time, and his obsession sorta was part of our breakup. Needless to say, I no longer root for my hometown team because of my ex, and I became a Chiefs fan.
Oh, no.
Amy,
don't do that. Here's one from Jeanette. She says, my horrible human of a sister loves the Jonas Brothers. She's been to 10 of their concerts, has all their merch, has a JB sticker on the back of her car, but she treats me and my family really bad. She's selfish and lazy, so in turn, I hate the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, no.
Let me know if you want to know more about how horrible she is. And Dom, don't do that thing you do where after an email like this, you play the Jonas Brothers. Jeanette, I make no guarantees on that.
Oh, it's just kind of what I like to do.
It's just a little thing that he does.
Yeah.
Oh, we go together. There you go. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. Let me give you one more from Glenn that came in. A coworker of mine who's a real piece of work, a total cocky hole in your body, has a ton of Iron Man paraphernalia in his cube at work and is always talking with other coworkers about how Iron Man is the greatest superhero of all time. His suit, he has an official Iron Man mask, yada, yada, yada. I hate Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even seen one Marvel movie, and I refuse to because this dude likes it, and he tried to get me fired once. He ends it by saying, suck it, Iron Man. Love you guys, Glenn.
I'm glad people are taking this in the spirit
with which we have suggested. He's great.
Phone calls. Let's start with Ashley. Ashley, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you.
So what do you dislike because somebody you dislike likes it?
Nerd playing cards like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Is it Dungeons and Dragons? Is that
who
a card one?
Who is it that likes them?
No, D&D. I'm okay with D&D.
You okay with that?
My ex and all of his friends, they just played like nonstop. They would travel the country and leave me, sitting at home. And Yeah, it was pretty much the demise of our relationship. And I made the comment to my current spouse. I said, if you ever play those games, I will divorce you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd break up with that person too. Nerd card games.
He chose like, Pokemon cards over his wife. I mean,
Oh, yuck.
Ashley, we love you, and I hope you have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Thank you for being on the show. Here comes Luke. Hello, Luke. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, boys.
Hello, Luke.
So what do you dislike because somebody you dislike liked it?
Oh, well, once upon a time, I had this beautiful old F-150. And the girl I was happened to be dating at the time loved it a lot more than I did. So when I decided to end things between us, she tried to steal it.
Uh-oh.
And in the act of this, she ran me over and broke my arm.
Oh, my God. Luke.
Best breakup story ever.
I know.
So what do you hate now, arms?
Yeah, I cut them both off.
So don't blaming, wait! Don't tell me you hate America's pickup
he's
now, Luke.
He's blaming America's pickup.
No!
I moved on to F-250s.
Okay, bigger and better. Right. He hates F-150s though.
Luke, you're a goof. Have a great day, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, boys.
Later, dude. That's a funny call.